Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my co-host, Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. How are you, Lee?
Well, I'm very good. And I do have to apologize because I have canceled on you a couple of times. So I do apologize. But I'm here. I'm raring to go for another week.
It's going to cost you down the road. You know that, right?
I know it's going to cost me.
Yeah.
Just tell me how much.
I have a memory like an elephant when you least expect it.
I'll be weighing.
Let's get right to it. News from Emirates. What's going on?
Yeah, so as we all know, especially after these last few weeks, turbulence remains a major safety concern. However, Emirates have taken proactive steps by joining the ATA Turbulence Aware platform and will be the first airline to integrate the platform within the latest version of its Lido M pilot system. Integrating the new technology will help Emirates ensure operational safety, efficiency, and customer comfort on all flights. Now, the platform will help provide up-to-the-minute, highly accurate turbulence information and forecasts for flight crews. Hence, pilots can plot the best paths around affected areas to enhance safety, navigation efficiency, and flight plan optimization. Now, also using the information generated from the data, flight crews and dispatchers can choose optimal flight paths to avoid turbulence and fly at peak levels and altitudes to maximize, fuel efficiency and reduce carbon emissions. Now, obviously, there are steps that passengers can also take when flying to limit any issues with turbulence. The main one being always keeping your seatbelt on while sitting down, even when the pilot has switched the seatbelt sign off.
Turbulence for me is the worst. I'm not a good flyer. And when there's turbulence, the first thing that hits my head is that I'm going down.
Do you know what? I was reading a report the other day and they were saying, obviously, what with the change in the weather because of global and all the rest of it, it's this clear turbulence. It's really, for whatever reason, it's getting worse. And so it's the ones that they can't see and they can't make adjustments for until the very last minute. You do have to be careful. And I would recommend anybody keeps their seatbelt on for the entire flight, unless you can up go to the toilet, get back in your seat, get your seatbelt on, and you've got a lot more chance of keeping safe.
Thanks for that. So looking forward to my next flight. Whenever that happens. It'll be a few years. But, of course, it wouldn't be the travel show without a little strike action. Tell us what's going on over at American Airlines.
Yeah, we do love strike action. American Airlines flight attendants are preparing for potential strike action that could disrupt summer travel after recent contract negotiations with the airline came up short. Now, according to Reuters, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, a union representing flight attendants for American Airlines Group, warned that their two sides remain miles apart. Currently, flight attendants at more than a dozen airlines are still working to reach new contract deals, and if these prove unsuccessful, this summer's travel to and from the United States could be seriously impacted. Now, talks between American Airlines and the union representing the flight attendants will continue, but a decision to strike could be made within the next couple of weeks. Obviously, as soon as we hear more, we will let you know first here on Yachting International Radio.
That's if you don't cancel on me. So,
I might go on strike.
I'm thinking I'm going to go on strike. I've got more right than you do to go on strike at this stage. And speaking of Europe, of course, because right now the Mediterranean season is really kicking off. Looks like Palma's looking at a bit of a blockade for the airport. So is that in, out? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so protesters against over-tourism are threatening to blockade Palma Airport during the summer peak. That's according to reports coming out this week. They are threatening to paralyze the airport as demonstrations spread to Mallorca following protests in the Canary Islands. The Less Tourism, More Life collective of activists plan to descend on Palma Airport and want to bring it to a standstill. The campaign groups organizing the protests have said they could collapse the airport of Palma, which is the third largest in Spain, which was used by 31.1 million passengers last year, which was up from 29.7 million in pre-pandemic 2019. Now, the tactic also involves causing traffic gridlock outside the airport during the peak summer months. The groups have also discussed possibly blocking the port and areas that are emblematic of tourist saturation.
Wow. So this isn't just we're going to be locating from X date to X date. If we're coming in and we're going to just be spending the entire lovely summer making sure that your airport comes to a standstill.
Exactly right. It'll be the ones where they handcuff themselves to all sorts. So yeah, it's definitely going to be one to keep an eye on. And reading up on it, they sound extremely serious, and they've already moved. They've been in the Canary Islands and done it, and they're now going to head to Palma by the looks of it. So it could cause a lot of grief.
I'm hoping they wait until after June 28th. My son is supposed to take a flight to Germany on June 28th, which will give me a month without childcare.
Yeah, so we'll put a note into it. I'm just asking if they can just hang off for a few more weeks. We can put a request in and we'll just see what they say.
Yeah, you do that. Let me know how that goes. And yeah. North Atlantic Airways has some news.
Yes, they do. Yeah, North Atlantic Airways has launched its new route from Athens to New York City, operating up to 5 times weekly this summer. In December, North Atlantic, a European low-cost carrier, announced it would expand its network by adding a route from Athens to New York City. The airline did not yet operate in Greece, but did have several routes to New York. North's two hubs are at London Gatwick Airport and Oslo Airport in Norway. Now, the new route, which will operate until October the 26th, was launched yesterday and will operate 5 times weekly. North Atlantic, the sole Boeing 787 operator, will use its wide bodies with 338 seats on the route. Now, obviously, this is great news for the US-based crew for the Med season, especially those stationed in Greece. But however, as one hand gives, one usually takes away, and that is the case with Norse Airlines this week. Now, although the Athens to New York is great news, unfortunately, the popular crew route from Paris Charles de Gaulle to Miami service has been pulled from the schedules, and unfortunately is unlikely to make a return anytime soon.
They seem to be doing a lot of shuffling around lately. Just about every week that we talk, when you show up, they talk about canceling flights on some sort of routes of some sort.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, a lot of them at the moment. I don't know if it's because they're still waiting on new aircraft to come in, whether there's a delay. I know some airlines did have delays with getting aircraft in, so it could be that. And they're having to maximize the routes they think are going to be the most profitable for the summer season. That would be my guess as to why they're doing it. And then eventually, once they get the aircrafts in, then we should hopefully, fingers crossed, see more routes coming back.
And I should mention to everybody out there, if you are crew and you have a question, please do feel free to email Lee, because I won't have the answer. And we'll provide all of this information below this interview when it airs. And of course, if it needs to be answered right away, Lee will answer it right away. If it can wait for the next week, we will discuss it on the show, if Lee shows up.
Yeah. I'll definitely show up.
What is a reoccurring theme this entire show?
Yeah, I tell you. I did have legitimate reasons. I didn't cancel on you for no reason. I will just say that.
Do you know what? I don't think there is ever a legitimate reason to cancel on me.
No, just saying. Very true. I'm sure there's not.
Shame on you. For shame. Lee, I want to say thank you again for your time. And yeah, I look forward to next week.
Yep, me too. Yeah, looking forward to next week already.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. And of course, my co-host Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. We'll see you again next week.